Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's second date is a shocking one. Ooh. And I say that because the dude on the phone named Daniel didn't meet his date on an app or anything. Mm. He actually met her in real life.
Is that the shocking part?
Oh, I know. Yes. Okay. It's crazy. He emailed in and said he met a girl at Chipotle.
What?
Standing in line. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't realize that people actually met that way anymore. So this is going to be very interesting. Daniel, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, pretty good. And you guys?
Pretty good.
Apparently, it's like we're talking to a ghost, like a person of the past who's here in the future.
Yeah, I guess it's weird for people to meet in person nowadays.
Yeah, it is. How does that happen? You just like exchange words with someone?
Like, what? They made eye contact even, I bet.
Wait, like their face looked at your face?
Yeah, I need more information, Daniel. What's the name of the girl you want to call today?
Her name's Jill.
Jill, all right. And tell us about how you met her.
Well, basically, we were just standing in line at Chipotle together. And if I'm completely honest, she's got a hot body, dude. Like, she's got lots of curves. And I mean, it was funny because I noticed her and she was right behind me. And I just asked, I was like, so what are you getting today?
Oh my God, you were bold. You just turned around and.
Yeah, well, I was basically just trying to be more smooth. I was asking her what food she was getting and what she likes.
Oh.
And turns out we're both getting bowls.
Nice.
And then it turns out we also both like black beans.
No way. Oh.
Wait a second.
Soulmate.
Wow.
I didn't even know there was another option at Chipotle.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Of course.
Sorry.
Huh?
Yeah, you can get refried beans. So us both getting black beans is just crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's meant to be.
You
guys both, you bonded over black beans.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, and then she commented on my t-shirt. I had a picture of a baseball player hitting a ball, and underneath it said touchdown. So she
that's kind of funny.
Said that was funny, and the fact that she has a killer body and a sense of humor.
She's got everything. Killer body, she likes black beans just like you, and she appreciated your t-shirt.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think your wedding vows are written right there.
I mean, something's going on because it was just too much stuff lining up. I had to go for it.
So did you guys go sit down together at some point, or did you just talk briefly in line?
I didn't ask her out right then, but after our little exchange, I just hung out by the napkins.
Okay.
And she came up and was like, oh, you again. So then I asked her out right there.
You're like, yeah, I've been hanging out by this napkin dispenser for like an hour. It took you so long.
How are your black
So you asked her out right then, and I'm assuming she said yes?
Yeah. And so we had a date the same night.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. We ended up walking around the mall. I got to learn more about her.
Awesome.
And I found out that she was in a long-term relationship until recently.
Oh, okay. My God. I'm glad you added that last part.
Until recently.
I was like, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good if she was in a long-term relationship.
Yeah, no. That might be the reason she's not calling you back if she was.
Might be a big reason.
Yeah.
To me, though, I like the fact that she was in a long-term relationship until recently.
Why?
Because usually girls that are single for a while, usually there's something wrong. Maybe they're crazy or needy or desperate or all three.
So wait a minute. Aren't you single? How long have you been single?
2 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So maybe
this
you're
is
a little
like one of those
crazy and needy and
black
all that stuff.
No, I'm a dude that's different. I can be single. It's fine.
Oh
it's different. All right.
I liked you for a second. I liked you before that statement.
That's good logic.
Come on, how can you not admit that that's true?
No, it's not true at all. That women have to be in relationships to not be crazy. Like, none of that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't see the problem. Like, it makes total sense. We're different.
That
did you tell
is
her,
the issue.
Did you tell her that on your date? You're like, I'm glad you've been in a relationship for a while, because otherwise you'd be crazy.
No, I didn't tell her that. I just told you guys that.
Okay,
we went to a movie together, and we ended up kissing after that, and things were cool.
Okay. Kiss, that's good.
But since then, has she not been talking to you?
I mean, she has. I've called and texted afterwards, and she'll respond, but never to the ones where I'm asking when she's available next. So that's where I'm a little confused, and I need you guys to help me out with this.
Okay. Well, and you can't think of any reason that she doesn't want to go out with you again?
No. Everything was cool. She liked my sense of humor. I liked her sense of humor. Hot body. I don't see what the problem was.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you think she caught me staring at her hot body a few times? Because I mean, I was staring, but I don't know if she caught me.
Yeah. Oh my
Could have
God.
Been. Maybe you're staring a little too long at the hot yeah. body, and then it creeped her out. I don't know, but we'll.
Just even you saying that is creepy every
body.
Time.
Yeah.
Hot body.
We'll play a song.
Be attracted to somebody without being creepy.
We'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update. All right.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.